Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is an audio recording of the blog post Watches and Wanking by Girl on the Net. He wears a watch, and it's beautiful. It frames his big hands so neatly, drawing attention to the curve of his wrists and the tension in his fingers as he grips his cock. I don't see it at first. It's early and grey and Thursday. My brain's only just kicking itself awake when I hear the telltale shuffle of him rubbing his cock in bed beside me. The rustle of the covers. The tight breaths that go with a swift, functional morning wank. And I don't want to miss it, so I open my eyes. Just a crack. Watch the rhythm of his arm just a few inches from my face. His phone is held close to his eyes in one hand, and in the other, he wears a watch, and it's beautiful. His grip somehow manages to be tight and casual at the same time. The practiced ease with which he squeezes the head of his dick, stroking quickly from tip to base to tip to base, in time to the video on the screen. Watching him feels voyeuristic, and I try to forget that he doesn't mind, because I like that feeling. I like imagining that he doesn't quite know I'm awake just yet. He's not performing just yet, speeding up or slowing down or gripping slightly tighter so I can watch the end throb dark with blood. He wears a watch. He doesn't understand why the watch is beautiful, but it is. It's a marker, like a metronome, ticking off each shuffle, each stroke. The watch is like the ink of a tattoo on someone's skin or a line drawn with yellow highlighter. This bit is important. Pay attention. I open my eyes fully and shuffle a bit closer, wanting to drink in the morning after the night before scent of sweat in his armpit. I'm hoping I'll get close enough that when he comes, he'll splash it onto me, letting me join in without joining. He notices I'm awake and flips the bedclothes down further so I can see. The creamy white of the thick duvet sitting just under his left hand, cupping his balls. Framing his forearm that leads to his hand that squeezes his dick as he rubs it. He wears a watch and it's so beautiful that I'm torn between where to look. I could stare up at his face as I usually would to catch the moment when he knows he's close. That subtle tensing of his jaw, perhaps biting his lip as he strains to get to the climax. Or I could keep my eyes trained on the metronome rhythm up and down tick of his hand. See the watch framing his wrist in the way the duvet shuffles when he taps it with the side of his fist. It's beautiful. But it's too late for beauty. I could watch this forever, but he knows that I'm horny and wet now. This is why morning sex is so rare. It'll be late for work if this goes on longer. "Show me your cunt," he says. And I do. I roll over, pull down my knickers and present to him. He spits on his dick, pushes it in. His hands are splayed either side of my head for balance. A few quick strokes, and then a shudder. He's close now. I turn my head to face the wrist which wears the watch, squeeze my cunt tight around him as his spunk gushes deep into me. 1, 2, 3. I can count each and every twitch of his cock while I've got him gripped so tightly, and I sigh with satisfaction. Then he takes his left hand, ruffles my hair, mutters, thanks, because he knows I like that. And then he runs to the shower because it's 8:15 and he doesn't want to be late for work. He wears a watch and it's beautiful. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more audio porn by coming to support me on Patreon, which is patreon.com/girlonthenet.